Good morning, church family. My name is Tyler White, and I'm the chair of our missions team here at Preston Road. And as you may have seen this morning, today is Mission Sunday, and this is a day where we get to pause and look beyond our walls to see what God is doing through Preston Road around the world. This morning, you'll get to hear stories from some of our partners who work in places all around the world, such as North Africa, Rwanda, Tanzania, India, and more. You'll get a chance to meet some of them here this morning. And if you haven't had a chance yet, you'll see several tables set up out in the commons area that represent our different missions points. So we want you to not only hear about their work, but to also connect, to ask questions, and to see yourselves as a part of what God is doing through these partnerships. As a congregation, we've been reading through the book of Acts, and we've learned how the gospel began in Jerusalem, but it didn't stop there. We've read about Barnabas, who was an encourager, who took risks to lift up new leaders. We've read about Lydia, who used her resources to take part in growing the kingdom of God. We've read about Stephen, whose faithfulness cost him his life. But Acts isn't just a narrative about the apostles. As you can see, it's a story about the whole church joining God's mission. And that's what today is about. The same Spirit who filled the believers in Acts is still working in us today, sending, equipping, and multiplying the good news through ordinary people like us. Some of us are called to go, some of us are called to give, others to pray, to encourage, to open doors, but all of us are a part of the same story, the mission of God that started in Acts and continues here at Preston Road. So as we worship this morning, let's open our hearts to what God is doing around the world and what he might be calling each of us to do next. Thank you.
Hello, my name's Al Garrett, and I'm part of the missions team as of this past year. I'm here to introduce David Reeves and Travis Troll with Flint Global. I had the opportunity to go to Rwanda last year to see their unique approach to missions. Through this approach, they are able to penetrate into countries that are very hostile to Christianity. They develop programs that break the cycle of extreme poverty to help empower individuals to be self-supporting so that the disciple-making process can take place. Here's Travis Troll to talk more about Flint Global.
Good morning. As Al said, my name is Travis Troll, and I have the great honor through the work at Flint Global of collaborating with churches like Preston Road and with other leaders and families around the world who are dedicated to Jesus' vision of a redeemed and a restored world. I really want to thank this church family for all your support of our work at Flint Global. Your partnership truly is transforming lives, and it's fueling transformation and the transformative work of Jesus in some of the most challenging places on earth, as Al referenced. I was told you've been studying the book of Acts. And what we see the early church doing throughout the book of Acts is what I pray and what I believe that Preston Road and Flint Global are doing on mission together, helping people experience transformation that is both spiritual and practical. In Acts 3, Peter and John meet a man who is begging at the temple gate. He asks them for money, and Peter says, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." The man rises up, and he starts walking and leaping and praising God. Peter didn't just meet an immediate need. He helped the man stand on his own feet, both literally and figuratively. That's what we do at Flint Global. Instead of giving handouts, we equip people all over the world with skills, mindsets, and opportunities to stand and to walk in strength, to build livelihoods, to restore dignities, to care for their families and bless their communities, and to be able to sustainably fund on their own two feet their own churches and their own outreach ministries in some of the least reached places on the planet. Flint Global provides training and coaching to help people build businesses and permanently escape poverty and escape financial dependency. We do this with widows and with orphans and with single moms, and also with Christian disciple makers and missionaries to their own countries, in places like Asia and Africa and Latin America. In partnership directly with Preston Road, this year alone, we have provided training and coaching to over 500 disciple makers, missionaries to their own countries, who are working in some of the most physically and spiritually impoverished places in the world. Through our work together, these leaders are building businesses like Paul's tent-making strategy in Acts 18 that enable these disciple makers to sustainably provide for their families, to bless their neighbors, and to fund their outreach ministries without dependency on unsustainable and unmultipliable foreign funding. Thanks to you all, hundreds of missionaries to their own countries now have ministry funding businesses that make it possible for them to afford travel costs to start new Bible studies and new churches and to serve widows and orphans through locally reproducible and locally scalable funding. As a result, they can now reach more people than ever with the good news. One quick example, one disciple maker in an impoverished community in Asia had had no income since losing paid employment in 2022. Systemic persecution in this country makes it extremely difficult to find work, paying work as a Christian. After training and coaching from Flint Global, made possible by Preston Road, he started a transportation business, and he grew that business to become profitable. Through this business income, he's now meeting his family needs, but he's also leading his church, and he's launching new Bible studies with seekers in his community and in neighboring communities. He said, quote, "Now I can stand. I can provide for my family and reach others with the gospel." Just like the man at the temple gate, now he is standing. And he's not just standing, but he's walking and leaping and praising God. In Acts 3, we saw people react. They saw the transformation, and it says that they were filled with wonder and amazement. Likewise, this leader's neighbors are drawn to this transformation. They're filled with wonder and amazement, and they're asking questions, which is opening the door to new gospel conversations that will change more lives forever. The book of Acts shows us a community where the gospel changes everything. The early believers shared what they had, they lifted each other up, and they transformed their cities. That same spirit is at work today through people like you, who pray and who give and who go. And it's at work through the men and women that we serve together globally, who are now rising to stand and to walk and to leap in service of Jesus's restorative work around the world. By being a part of Preston Road, and when Preston Road and Flint Global partner together, we are all part of that story, that Acts story, of God's power restoring lives, restoring families, restoring communities. So I just want to thank you all for believing that transformation is possible and for helping people to stand. Because of this church's missional heart and your partnership with us and these other ministries that you support, so many more people are now walking and leaping and praising God, living witnesses to their seeking neighbors. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Brad Curry, and I help to lead the mission team here at Preston Road. You recall the verse that we read earlier in this service about the gospel spreading to the ends of the earth. And the next organization that we're going to talk about is MRN, and they facilitate that spread of the gospel to the ends of the earth. You know, that starts in chapter 1 of Acts with Jesus calling his disciples to be witnesses across the world. And by chapter 13, a group of believers has been impactful and has started a church in Antioch. And that group was impactful and was instrumental in being the first sending church, sending Paul and Barnabas on their first missionary journey. And MRN is like that. They are facilitators and equippers. They partner with churches and missionaries to enable the spread of the gospel across the world. Preston Road and MRN work together on a number of ways, but one major way is through our support of our very own David Allen, who actually leads the Bengal initiative at MRN, which is to see the spread of the gospel to the areas and countries that surround the Bay of Bengal in Asia. And one of the ways that, so we're going to watch a video in just a moment that kind of highlights that and that work that David is doing. And then I'm also privileged to introduce to you Mr. Alan Wan, who's the director of donor engagement in MRN. And then he'll come up, talk a little bit more about both the initiative that David is involved in as well as some other things that MRN is doing. So let's watch our video first.
We are seeing signals in Asia that we have not seen in quite some time. Historically, the Buddhist people and the Hindus people have been the most resistant to the gospel. But in the last 5 years, we are seeing geopolitical forces, of tectonic force that are changing people in certain regions. There are more Buddhists who are wanting to know about Jesus than any other time in recent history.
In India, Hinduism is really going through a transition. The government has gotten more protective of Hinduism, trying to make India a religious state almost. The more protective that the government and society get, the more people begin to question, is this really the spiritual path that we want to follow? And so there's a new day in India in terms of Hindus being receptive to the gospel.
It's not just about sending money to a particular country to plant an American church, but it's rather churches joining the mission of God, which is much broader and wider and deeper than what we look at here in the United States. And MRN helps me look for opportunities, and our church looks for opportunities to join what God is already doing.
One of the things that we learn from history is that these windows of opportunity, of receptivity, they don't stay open permanently. We need to be ready. We need to have workers trained because that window of receptivity will not remain open.
Good morning, church. Again, my name is Alan Wan. I'm very privileged to be here with all of you. I'm very thankful for this congregation, for your decades long support for David Allen. We love David and Michelle. Really grateful to be their colleagues. So I'm here to use a few minutes to tell you what's going on at Mission Resource Network, what we are all about. Mission Resource Network, our mission is to multiply healthy leaders to disciple the unreached and underserved people groups. So I want you to pay attention to some of those words. We are focusing on multiplication. We're also focusing on leadership equipment and encouragement. So that's, as an organization, if you want me to put a character from the book of Acts, I think Brad already mentioned it. We are a Barnabas organization. We identify ourselves as Barnabas. So we are those encouragers. We want to empower. We want to equip other people. You know, we're not the frontline workers, but we do want to walk alongside so that they can continue to do what God has called them to do. And aren't you thankful that we serve a God who is actively working in the world today, just like what he was actively working in the book of Acts? I know I am. So just from the organization, all the places that we're involved in, we have heard stories, transformation stories, again and again. And I'm just so thankful that God is actively working, and we got to play a part of that. So, and since as a church, I know that I see those two banners very, very big and evident in the lobby, that we are focusing this year and next year on the word of wide. So I thought about, I want to tell you two stories. One is from the Bengal Initiative that David Allen is leading. He is actually in India right now, and I actually asked him to send me a story, so I'm going to share that story later. But I also want to tell you that you're also making a difference in another part of the world. It's called the Med Rim region. Around the Mediterranean Sea, God is actually working very actively among the Muslim people groups. So the first story I want to tell you, that my wife and I, we were in the country of Greece in September. One of the things we got to do is we did a lot of prayer walking around different neighborhoods. And on that prayer trip, after we prayed among that neighborhood full of brothels, we also connected with a sister that is opening up a salon. So she was equipped, empowered by some emigrant workers in that city about a year and a half ago. So let's just call her Mary. So Mary reached out to us, said, hey, I'm opening up this salon, and I want to teach the woman how to do nails, how to cut hair. And also I want to use this space to teach them about Jesus and how they can continue to share Jesus with other people. So Mary is doing that because the workers Emmerich is supporting encouraged her, empowered her, and elevated her. Another story that I got this from David Allen just this week. A brother in India is reaching the next generation of young believers. So this brother, let's just call him Alan. My name is Alan. So Brother Alan is a young believer, once struggled to share his faith. Through DMM training, disciple-making movement training, he learned how to use the Discovery Bible Study model to reach his generation. He now leads 5 Discovery Bible Study groups among youth in his town and the nearby villages. Many young people are discovering Jesus and starting to lead groups themselves. Do you see the multiplication that's happening there? When a leader was encouraged, equipped, elevated, they want to multiply. So that's what Emmerin is about. So your generosity is fueling the gospel, is reaching deep and wide from the Bay of Bengal in the Buddhist and Hindu people groups, and also to all the other side, to the around the Mediterranean Sea in the Muslim people groups. So God is using this congregation way beyond, you can imagine, way beyond Dallas, Texas. You're really reaching the world. So thank you for your partnership. We're so grateful for your partnership.
We have chosen today to give the focus and attention to these organizations and people who are doing great things. So we've let their stories today be the testimony of the work of God. And I just have a few brief comments to make. So don't worry, you're not in for a full-length sermon today. We've got one more great story to share with you at the end of some work that may be new to you. And I'm excited for you to hear about. I want to call your attention to Acts chapter 20 for just a moment. I think there are some words spoken here that might be some of the most moving words in the whole book of Acts. Paul is completing his time in Ephesus. You know, last week we talked about how he just showed up there and stayed put for several years teaching in a lecture hall. And now it's time for him to leave. And he calls together the elders of the church in Ephesus. And he's reflecting on his time with them. And it's a moment of great meaning and even great sadness, because he knows that he likely won't see them again. And after all these moments spent together in prayer, with tears, the baptisms that they've celebrated, the moments of hardship, all that swirling around, and Paul speaks to them some parting words. And he says a phrase. In fact, he says it twice. And the phrase is this: I have not hesitated. First, he says, I have not hesitated to preach anything that would be helpful. And later on, he says, I have not hesitated to proclaim the whole will of God. Paul is saying, I didn't shrink back. That's what that word means. I didn't pull punches. I didn't cower. I didn't let fear win, even when it meant opposition and persecution and loneliness and beatings. Paul did not shrink back. That's the kind of bold faith that we're talking about today. People who didn't hesitate, who didn't shrink back when they were called by God to cross cultural barriers, to go places that felt different, maybe even for some unsafe, to proclaim the message of Jesus and to bring light into difficult places. We've heard that story from Flint Global and the work they do to equip and teach skills so that people can be self-supporting disciple makers. We heard that from Missions Resource Network, serving as a Barnabas to encourage the work of God throughout the world in regions, some of which are favorable to the gospel, some of which are not. And in a moment, we're going to hear a third story from some friends in North Africa. In fact, their story requires so much courage and so much sensitivity that we're not able to share it online. So in a moment, after this next song, we're going to say goodbye to our online viewers so that we can tell this story in here of work being done in a very difficult spot. But for now, I want us today to celebrate the great faith and the work of people who even today are saying, I have not hesitated. I have not hesitated to go where I'm called. I have not hesitated to do what God is asking me to do. I have not hesitated to take risks and to be bold in my faith. And my call for us today is that we too may not hesitate, that we might live lives of courageous faith, so that with open hands and open hearts, we might go where God is calling us and do what the Spirit is leading us to do. Let's stand and sing.